Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, July the 11th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running with another episode of the Now program here on WGH Talk. Now, I got to tell you, this morning I did not do as much show preparation as I normally do. Now, I'm going to tell you why. Here's what happened this morning. I knew that I needed to get some blood work done before Thursday, because as I told everybody yesterday, that I will not be on Thursday morning. It's the regular 8-week checkup thing, and so I won't be on Thursday morning. Now, on Thursday morning, what we are going to do, though, instead of airing a regular repeat, there were 2 hours from the Marion County Fair last Thursday night, in which Mary Ellen Withrow was on and George Kasotis was on, and the amazing Rex and Dana were on, and Matt and Pastor Craig and Sean and the whole gang. So on Thursday morning, we're going to air that two-hour program, which I don't believe has been heard on this station as of yet because of technical difficulties. So that will air Thursday morning in this time slot. But in any event, I knew that I would not be here on Thursday morning. So I had to get this blood work done before Thursday morning. So I knew basically I had 2 days left to do this. I had either today or tomorrow that I could get it done. Well, the hours for the phlebotomy, where you get your blood drawn? The hours for the phlebotomy department on the Marion Medical Campus is, well, see, you have to give me a break this morning in the way I'm talking, because, you know, I've just had blood drawn. I'm low on blood. So, the hours there are 7 a.m., until 5:30 p.m. Well, I knew I was going to have trouble the next 2 days getting there after 5 o'clock. A matter of fact, today, I don't think I would have made it there before 5:30. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to do this either in the morning today or in the morning tomorrow. Now, in my mind, I thought, well, I'll just go tomorrow morning. Well, I woke up this morning a little earlier than I normally do, and it's a beautiful day outside, nice and sunny. So I said to myself, well, hey, you know, I'm going to go over there and get this done. So I go out this morning, and there wasn't much of a line at McDonald's. So I thought, well, I'll swing in here. I'll get my drink, and then I'll head out there. I'll get the blood drawn, and then I'll be back on the air hunky-dory. Well, the first problem was I pulled into McDonald's, and even though the line was short this morning, it took a little longer than normal to get through the line for whatever reason. So I did not get out of the McDonald's parking lot until about 7:30. Now, at this point, that's cutting it a little close, but I thought, who's going to be at the phlebotomy place, the blood draw place, at 7:30 in the morning? So I drive out to the Marion Medical Campus. I get there about 7:40. I go in. A matter of fact, there's a little digital clock on their desk out there, which says 7:40. That's when I checked in. And the lady was very nice, and there didn't seem to be a lot of people out there. So I thought, well, there's going to be no problem here at all. Well, for whatever reason, it took 10 minutes to get back there. Now, I know in the grand scheme of things, 10 minutes is not a long time. But at 7:40, 10 minutes just to get back there puts me at 7:50. Now, it's going to take me at least 10 minutes to get back here to get on the air. So, 7:50, just starting to get the blood drawn, is a little behind the schedule this morning. But the lady was very nice, and she did a great job drawing the blood. And a matter of fact, I walked back there, and she asked me what field I'm in, and I said, well, radio, and I do other things as well. And she said, oh, that's interesting. And I said to her, now, I said this jokingly. Now, this is where I think people take things wrong, and I really meant it as a joke, because I was in a hurry to get back here to do the show. And I said, yeah, I'm on my way to do the show this morning, so at least I'll have something to talk about on the show, meaning the blood draw. And that's how she took it. But I think she took it in a bad way, because immediately I noticed that her demeanor changed a little bit. And I thought, uh-oh. Now she thinks I'm going to go on the air and talk about how she's going to draw my blood, which I guess I am doing, so maybe it wasn't much of a joke anyway. So I think I put her on the defensive right off the bat, and that is what you don't want to do. You don't want to put somebody with a needle who's about to jam it into your arm on the defensive before 8 o'clock in the morning right off the bat. So I laid my arm down there, and she went over, and she got the blood very easily, no problem at all. And I even joked with her afterwards. I said, well, I don't have much to talk about now on the air this morning. And she laughed. So I think she was a little more at ease. And I left, and I got back in the car, and it was 7:53. Now, I did not speed at all. I just hope there was a long obituary report this morning. I did not speed at all. I got back across town, pulled here to the house so I could do the show, pulled into the driveway at about 5 after, and clearly got on the air about 10 minutes early. Got connected 10 minutes early and was here with 10 minutes to spare. But all that being said, time management is a very important thing in life. Time management's a very important thing. Now, I feel good because I've got my diet soda. I've got the blood work drawn. I'm all ready for Thursday morning now. I don't have to worry about it tonight or tomorrow. But you never know how long people are going to take. And anytime you've got an appointment to be on the radio, or anywhere else for that matter, any other job, at a certain time, you really have to gauge these things properly. So there you go. That's how I spent my morning. Now, has anybody else spent their morning in an interesting way? That's how I kicked off my Tuesday morning. By the way, you know what's weird? I'll tell you how fast a week can go. As I'm driving to the phlebotomist place this morning, I was thinking, you know, it's been a week since July 4th. July 4th was a week ago today. For some reason, that seems like a lifetime ago to me. I don't know why. It seems like it's went by so fast, but July 4th was a week ago. Can you imagine that? It's already been 7 days. Time is just flying by. But here we are. And again, if you've spent your morning in an interesting way, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, one of the reasons I guess I'm telling you this story this morning is because I really had no time to do any show prep getting back here at 8:05, so I really only had 10 minutes to get connected, get the mic in front of my face, and I checked the Marian Star this morning, and there wasn't much in there, although is there ever. And so here we're off and running. Now, the things that I want to talk about, I do want to remind people again, as I did yesterday, that my episode of My Hometown Horrors, that's the name of the show, My Hometown Horrors with host Miranda Hundley, that I went and taped last week, was released yesterday. All good, we're getting a call here. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I don't want to jump right in there, but I usually do early in the morning because my schedule is a very important schedule also.
I know, you got to gauge these things right, don't you?
Oh, you do, and and the sunlight is the gauge of my life early in the morning, because as the earth turns, there's places that's sunny that I can do certain things, and there's places in the shade that I don't want to do at that particular time. And the ground condition, you know, I'm a groundskeeper and stuff like that. But anyhow, Scott, I always gauge myself when I get up in the morning, early to bed, early to rise, and I think, oh, man, I can get this done and that done before Scott Spears comes on the radio. I wonder what I can do today, and at least it's sunshiny like yesterday was today, and there wasn't no raindrops falling. So I go down where limbs are bowed down, and when I mow and so on and so forth, or even drive the car up the lane, I trimmed those off yesterday, see, early. And I thought, boy, I wonder what time it is. So I reached in my pocket, looked at the cell phone. I said, oh, man, I've been out here. So I must really enjoy my lifestyle like you do. And I got that done and got back up. And I never got tuned in on the proper time as I did, because there was a couple other things. I said, hey, Ted, you better get these done, because you're not going to get them all done in one time, element this morning. So anyhow, I was a little late getting in, but I'm early this morning. So yeah, those early rises, I bet you didn't even sleep knowing you was going to try to make that early appointment either, did you?
Well, kind of. You're right, because you're exactly right, because it's on your mind that you want to do this. And I thought, for some reason, that, because I would have skipped going to McDonald's this morning and just maybe done it during the break if I thought it was going to slow me up as much as it did. And I was just surprised at how off on the time that I was, because I've been to these places before. You know, I've been to McDonald's. I've had my blood drawn before. I did not think it would take as long as it did at either place, which did me a little bit behind this morning.
And then when you're playing that game, you don't think it's going to take that long, and this invariably it'll take longer. Every time you figure that way, and that's just like rushing around with an automobile or anything else, you're just asking for trouble. You know it on that time scale, but we all do it, and I don't do it as much as I ever used to, because I haven't got the time. My time is my own time now. Hey, Scott, I'll get off here, but go ahead, and I'll catch up with you.
Hey, thanks. But I will tell you something something kind of interesting. It was like, what did they call that? Chinese water torture. It was like Chinese water torture this morning as I was sitting out in the phlebotomist office, because I was sitting closest to the desk, and they had that little digital clock there. So I could just see time passing, because I sat there for about 10 minutes. And as I said, I got there about 7:40, and I'm just watching that time go by. And it was one of those digital clocks that not only had the hour and the minute, but it also had the second. And I'm just watching that thing go by, go by, go by. And with every minute that passed by, I thought, that's going to be a minute that I do not have to drive back across town and to get on the air. And in it boy, when it got to 7:50, I thought, this is really going to be cutting it close this morning. But I made it here, and we're on the air. And they did a great job out there, so I appreciate that. Nobody likes to be stuck with needles, but this morning I don't even think I felt it. So that was good. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How have you spent your morning this morning? Do you manage your time well? I guess that's the question to kick off the morning this morning. Do you manage time well? Do you leave yourself enough time to get from point A to point B? Clearly, I did not this morning, although everything turned out okay. And I do have a sense of relief now that I do not have to get this blood work done tonight or tomorrow before Thursday's appointment. So I'm glad it's done. But made this morning a little more high pressure. All right. The episode of My Hometown Horrors, as I said, with Miranda Hundley. Last week, she taped that on the Gypsy Queen and was nice enough to have me on as a guest. because I'd spent the night in the St. Mary Cemetery looking for gypsies 14 years ago. Was put out yesterday. It's about 7 minutes long. Now, I don't know where this thing is. I know it's on YouTube, and I did watch it. She sent me a copy of it, and it was very nicely done. And I believe it's on the TikTok, although I don't really, you know, I signed up for TikTok 2 months ago, something like that. I have no idea how to use it. Honestly, it's a complete waste of time. If you have anybody in your life who is on TikTok, they're just wasting their life. And I hate to say that, but this thing is just, I can't even understand what, why. I have so many questions about this thing. Because honestly, it's just short videos for the most part of people doing silly things. Now, there are things on there, like crime stories and how to bake a cake and all that sort of thing. But by and large, this whole thing is really just like cats and yarn. And it really is just a complete waste of time. And I could not get into it when I downloaded the app. Everybody kept saying, you got to get on the TikTok. You got to get on the TikTok. Okay. Well, I tried the TikTok, and I even put a 3 or 4 videos up there. It just did not do anything for me. So maybe it's on TikTok. I really have no idea, to be honest with you. You know, there's too many of these things. Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, email. Do we really need all that? Do we really need to be bothered all the time? I just don't know. I don't even answer the telephone. That's the disease that I have. Did I tell you this? I'm probably repeating myself. But did I tell you a couple weeks ago I was watching it was a profile, I think, or maybe it was a speech. I don't even know what it was. But Jane Pauley, who hosts the CBS Sunday Morning Show, she used to be on the Today Show, and she used to be on Dateline and popular broadcaster, but she's still on the CBS Sunday Morning Show. I believe she was giving a speech is what I was watching, and she talked about how she cannot answer the telephone either or doesn't call people back. And so Jane Pauley and I have the same disease. I don't know what that disease is, because she was talking about how going on the air and talking on the air and interviewing people, no problem for her. But to answer the telephone or call people back, she can't do it. Now, I don't know that I can't do it, but it's just, I don't know. It's a strange thing. It's a strange illness, but I'm glad to know that I'm not the only one who suffers from this illness, that Jane Pauley also suffers from this illness. So at least it's a broadcasting thing, hereditary in broadcasting. But the My Hometown Horrors thing, I hope everybody watches it, whether they watch it on the TikTok or the Facebook or YouTube or whatever it is. It is a good episode on the Gypsy Queen. Now, it's interesting to watch because we did about a maybe 14, 12, something like that minute interview. So it's all kind of chopped up. I mean, there's nothing bad with it being chopped up, but it is kind of interesting to kind of remember what you were saying and then hearing it all edited. You know, nothing on this show in the morning is edited because we're live. But it's kind of interesting to go back and hear things that are edited. Now, speaking of the Gypsy Queen, you know, I have always said that this is my favorite Marian history, my favorite piece of Marian history. I think all people should take their kids out there. I think everybody should tell the story as best they can. And it's just a fun place to visit. I think it's more interesting than the Merchant Ball. I think it's even more interesting than the Harding Memorial. I don't know that there's a story that's on par with the Gypsy Queen, but I still don't know how many people really know about it, because it's not really taught in the history books or anything like that. So I don't know. I don't know how far it gets. Has anybody ever had any experience with the Gypsy Queen. Because I will tell you this, one thing that I got in that video, and I got from Miranda herself, and Matt was with us when we went out there to visit the Gypsy Queen last week, she's kind of petrified of the Gypsy Queen, and a little bit of a superstitious person. And also, she thought I was nuts for spending the night in the cemetery 14 years ago to see if gypsies come. Now, you know, honestly, at the time, I never gave it any thought. Because, you know, if you're going to be in a peaceful place, I'm guessing a cemetery is the place you want to be in. Because, really, who else is there? And what is the difference between day and night in a cemetery? Now, if you're not supposed to be in the cemetery at night for trespassing purposes, that's a different story. But what's the difference between a cemetery in the day and a cemetery at night? I really don't think there's much of a difference here. Now, does anybody understand that? 740-751-4038. Have you ever had anything interesting to do with the Gypsy Queen, or do you understand why there's such a superstition there, or why people feel they shouldn't go into the cemeteries at night? I don't really understand it, to be honest with you. Now, I'm getting an interesting message here from one of our listeners out there. TikTok is how Briley got started with his art. That's where the lady from Australia and the UK found out about him. Well, see, now there you go. Obviously, TikTok can be used for things, and that's what I use Facebook for the most part, is to advertise this show and things like that. But I guess I just don't understand TikTok. For people who are not using it as a, what should I say? People who are not using it as a promotional tool. See, you know, this is a whole big topic, social media. Because, okay, if you are not putting anything on TikTok, then you're just watching cats play with yarn and people, it's, I don't think there's a lot for people there. I don't know. Maybe there is, maybe there's not. But to me, it's a strange thing if you're not advertising anything, as well as Facebook is a strange thing to me if you're not advertising anything. Like, I'll tell you, Facebook, as I have always said, when I scroll through Facebook and I see husbands and wives or boyfriends and girlfriends, whatever, when I see people praising each other on Facebook like that, you know, I always think to myself, well, the end must be near, because I don't understand why you just wouldn't tell the person. That's what I don't understand. Now, birthdays, I can see, you know, giving somebody some praise on their birthday. I can see maybe if it's your birthday and they got you something nice, maybe you want to thank them for that publicly. But I don't understand why you want to thank the main relationship in your life, whether it's a boyfriend or girlfriend or a husband or wife. I don't understand why you want to thank them in public, just so other people know. And why do you want other people to know? If somebody does a nice deed, I think that's good. You tell them, hey, thank you so much for doing that. That was very kind of you. I don't understand that whole thing. I really do think it's the beginning of the end. Because in my mind, here's what I believe happened. I believe you either think that person wanted to be praised in public, or you know if you don't praise them in public, there's going to be trouble. I really think that's what it is. Or you've got to prove something. Because to be honest with you, what other reason would you do it? And I will admit, when I praise people in public, or when I post something on social media, I am doing it as an advertisement. It's an advertisement for the radio station. No doubt about it. I couldn't tell you the last time I praised anybody when it didn't have anything to do with the radio station. Now, that's not saying I'm a mean person, because I tell the people in person that I think they're nice and they're great, so on and so forth. I don't need to do it on social media. I don't understand that. Now, if somebody can explain it to me, I'll be glad to understand it. But I guess you want the world to know that the person's a nice person. Do you believe the person, the world doesn't think they're a nice person? I don't know. It's very strange to me. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on that? It's a bizarre world we live in. I'll tell you, a bizarre world. Go ahead, caller.
God, I have to interrupt again here and I never did know the full meaning about the Gypsy Queen in the Catholic cemetery, but I have been out there. The boys are 160 and 154, and they were out there before in their lifetime, and the tradition was to put money up on top of the cross. Did you hear about, you've heard about that before, right?
I have, and you know the sad thing? The person who I believe kept that up for years and is not doing it anymore, and would never admit that they did it, is no longer doing it, as I say, anymore. And when I was out there last week, there is just junk all over it. It's no longer just pennies and quarters and nickels and dimes.
That's the way it was when I used to visit that. I've been out there several times, you know, just for traditional sake. But when did she legally, and is there any documentation that she is buried there?
Well, I'll tell you, the story in a quick fashion here is that the Gypsy tribe came into Marion in 1905, March of 1905. The Gypsy Queen, Queen Cleo, she was pregnant. Unwed, and I'm sure they knew that she was pregnant because she was pretty far along. She went into childbirth while she was here and dying in childbirth with the baby. She was put in a storefront downtown. Gypsies from all around North America came to visit her.
Oh.
Yeah, and because gypsies did not have a lot of money, the Catholic cemetery was willing to donate a plot for her because she was already in Marion, and gypsies really have no home. That's the whole point of being a gypsy. Mm-hmm. And that's how she ended up in the Catholic cemetery. And so I imagine that the people who took her from the storefront in downtown Marion and put her in the ground were pretty aware back in 1905 that they were putting her in there. Now, the stories that followed that, you know, some people say she's buried standing up and down. Some people say she's encased in concrete with jewels from the gypsies. Nobody's ever been able to authenticate any of that. But I think that's how they know she's there, because I'm pretty sure the people at St. Mary's handled her burial.
Mm-hmm. That would be a job getting in 1905. I can relate to those dates because my dad was born in 1909 and my mom 1910. So back there getting the equipment and all the ingredients to make concrete, that would be quite a chore and quite a little expensive, per se, of going to that trouble if she was in cement, you know what I mean? So
well,
there's one discrepancy about was she or wasn't she.
Well, that's one of those funny parts of it that if you had to ask me, and I don't know for sure, but if you had to ask me, I would say she's probably not buried in concrete. For the reasons that you just said, it would have been very difficult in 1905. And also, I don't think she's buried straight up and down, because again, in 1905, that probably would not have been a thing. And I don't know that there's any significance. I think because she was a gypsy, her grave was only marked with a cross until the 1970s. I think that the stories have really gotten kind of twisted over the years.
So but the time element, that helps me out a lot. So maybe money was put on that cross. Was there a cross there? Did you ever hear anything about, was there a cross the day she was buried? Did they make the homemade cross and took her in the showroom window and had, you know, this or that? Was the cross there for a good many years? Is that original cross still there?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting thing, because I actually brought that up in the video, because when she died in 1905, they marked her grave with a wooden cross, and that's really all there was there, because, right, again, gypsies didn't have any money. Well, what happened from 1905, and I'm not sure the exact year, but I know it was the 1970s, the wooden cross was starting to fall over. It had been there about 60 years at that point. And actually, Madge Cooper, the radio personality, was on the air back then. And she was always fascinated with the Gypsy Queen. And she said, one day, she said, you know, this wooden cross keeps falling over. And if somebody doesn't do something, we're not going to know what's out there. So I think it was the groundskeeper at that time at the St. Mary's Cemetery somehow got some money together, or somebody paid for it, and that's why she does have a headstone now, which is out there, that does say Queen Cleo and Judge and the birth date and the death date. But the cross is still there. Now, it is interesting. When I was out there last week, that cross has nails in it now. It has screws in it, kind of keeping it together. I don't know if it's the original cross. I would guess it is, because it definitely looked like it's seen a lot of work over the years.
Well, I know that just the time element of Carol and I raising the boys, that they was just, I don't know. I don't know about their age, but let's say 6 or 7, so there they are, 60 and 54, you know. There was a time element there. I know it's been there that long, but I don't know about, I never took pictures or examined it and made sure that it was the same cross, you know, but I'd say it would probably been.
I do, and that's what I was saying to Miranda when I was out there with her last week. I said, I'm guessing this is the same cross, because it really looks like it was broken at one point and somebody put it back together, and it definitely is an older cross.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that. That'll be one of my things that some Sunday morning I'll just go over there and take a look at that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
How about the money there? I often wondered who was raking off the money, and then, because they said you could put money there and then it'd be gone, and then there'd be more money. If there was money put on that thing from day one to there, it'd be quite a few dollars and cents accumulated on that cross, and it just appeared. I heard it was there and then it'd be gone, and then, but everybody could have their pick of it, you know, that visited that area and knew about it.
Well, and that's one of the sad things about it, because I remember, now again, the person who was keeping it up would never admit to it, and so, you know, we just kind of all assumed that they were doing it. But it's sad, because when I went out there last week, because clearly this person's not doing it anymore, it has all kinds of junk on it. It has batteries on it. It has cards on it. It has, there's actually, it looks like a female shirt hanging on the cross and Mardi Gras beads. I mean, somebody really needs to start cleaning that thing up again.
Yeah, because, yeah, I know I give the boys money. I said, just with the tradition, you know, you've heard that. And so just go to the tradition, like throwing a penny into the wishing well and the water fountain. You know how that's all over the country. People have done that for years and years. And somebody has collected that money, you know, and probably some expensive so-called dated Indian head pennies and stuff. Just a penny, you know, nobody cared. But the boys did contribute to it. I'm kind of proud that they was part of that growing up, you know.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. When we were out there, as I said, Miranda, that was her first time ever being out there, and Matt had never been out there. And Miranda made sure before she left to get I think she got a quarter out of her car and put it on the grave, yeah, because that's the thing to do.
That's what I done. It was a quarter. Yeah, you had that a quarter was jingling around in your pocket. You had change. You remember when you used to have change in your pocket? You know, when you didn't reach down in the console of your car, the little kitty there, you know, to get change to pay at a fast food. You always had the change was in your pocket, and I didn't have any dollar bills or anything or any paper money, but I always had the nickel or dime or a quarter or two in there, parking meters and stuff. Hey, Scott, nice talking to you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and that's the continuing story of the Gypsy Queen, but I do find it sad that the person who used to do it, I guess the best I can say is I believe used to do it, is not doing it anymore because, I just clearly know that they're not doing it anymore because nobody is keeping that up anymore. It's just a mess over there now. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on the Gypsy Queen or anything else of that nature? Marion history. Is there any other big Marion graveyard history? Now, in my opinion, you got to put the Merchant Ball in there. Although the Merchant Ball doesn't do that much for me for whatever reason. Certainly, you have to put the Harding Memorial. That's something people come from all around to visit. You got to put the Gypsy Queen in there. I think the Receiving Vault, where President Harding stayed over in the Marion Cemetery until they had the memorial built, I think that's very important. Other than that is the mystery of Eber Baker. Was Eber Baker ever moved from Quarry Street to the Marion Cemetery? No record of it, but I certainly hope that somebody figures that one out one day, because that's the founder of Marion. And if he is still buried at Quarry Street, well, just let him be buried at Quarry Street. I don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think it's that big a black mark if he is still buried on Quarry Street. 740-751-4038. But that was the episode of My Hometown Horrors with Miranda Hundley. Okay. Well, let's take a phone call here, and we'll come back to what we're talking about. Go ahead.
Well, we named the three important corners on that area we're talking about, and we got to remember the Doughboy.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. The Doughboy statue. The Doughboy statue also out there in the Marion Cemetery. I guess not the Marion Cemetery, but in the cemetery quad area out there. All right, 52 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, too. Just popped in my head again here this morning. Now, Madge Cooper's buried in the Marion Cemetery, and Bob Mason, the founder of Broadcasting's in the Marion Cemetery, and, of course, Warren Harding's in the Marion Cemetery, and Florence Harding's in the Marion Cemetery, and, well, the Gypsy Queen's out there in the Marion Cemetery. Is Marilyn Meskey buried in Marion? Now, Eber Baker might be in the Marion Cemetery. We don't really know. Is Marilyn Meskey in the Marion Cemetery? Where is Miss America? Now, I don't think Jim Thorpe is here. I think Jim Thorpe is somewhere out on the West Coast. But where is Marilyn Meskey buried? Was she buried in Florida, where I think she was living when she died? Does she have any family here in town? I don't know where Marilyn Meskey's buried. I guess that'll be another story for another day. But if anybody knows, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right. Yesterday we were talking. Well, I tell you, I have two questions for you, because yesterday somebody called in and asked what was going on Tobias Road, construction out on Tobias Road. And we came to find out that it's a marijuana cultivating area. A marijuana cultivating area for the dispensaries here in town. Like the dispensary right down here on Mount Vernon Avenue. So that's what's going on Tobias Road. Now, we had somebody else call in yesterday and ask what was going on 309 out by the depot and the old River Valley School. And I know we had an answer to that at one point, and I cannot find the paper that I had that answer on. So does anybody remember what's going on 309 out by the old River Valley? And also, we had a question yesterday. Silver Line, Anderson Windows, that area out on Polane Road. what's going on out there? What kind of construction is going on there? So those are the two areas. 309 out by River Valley, or what's going on over by Anderson Windows. Does anybody know what's going on in those areas? If you do, give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, again, yesterday we also talked about the Harding dog collar. And here's the point we've come to with the Harding dog collar. Coming up on August 2nd, that will be the 100th anniversary of the death of President Harding, the day his presidency ended, the day his life ended, August the 2nd, 2023. That'll be 100 years. So, here's going to be the deal. I talked to the person yesterday who has put up the reward money, $5,000. So here's what's going to happen. 7 days prior to August the 2nd, the date of his death, which will be July 26th, from July 26th through August the 2nd, you return the dog collar to me, you will get the $5,000 reward. You will not be prosecuted, as Ray Grogan said. You will not be arrested, as Chief McDonald said. And you'll collect $5,000. And it will coincide with the 100th anniversary of the death of President Harding on August the 2nd. So everything's in play for that to happen. And we'll talk more about it as we get closer to July the 20th, or 26th. But I do want to let people know, if you want to add to the reward, you can. I don't know if more money to the reward will help, but certainly couldn't hurt. But the base for the reward right now is $5,000. So if anybody would like to add anything to that particular kitty before we get to July the 26th, feel free to give me a buzz and let me know, do you think more money would help? Do you think that is something you'd want to get involved in? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And in the end, if the dog collar doesn't come back, well, you're not out anything. I don't know. I don't know if more money would matter or not. I don't know if it's a money thing in the end. It's hard to tell. You never know. Go ahead, caller.
You were going through your list of, like, historic landmarks in Marion, Ohio?
Yes.
Don't forget to leave off Ishida Car Wash, because I think at this point in time, they're never going to tear that down.
No, I think the Ishidas must haunt that place.
And then the other thing is, I have never seen anybody get chicken out of that Red Rooster yet. Have you?
No, I don't think it was ever open. Was it?
I don't know what's going on, but I need answers.
Now, again, let people know where that Red Rooster
out
is.
Out on 4.
Yeah, out on 4. It has
South
a sign.
South Prospect Street.
Yeah, has a sign. But it, to anybody's knowledge, it has never been open.
No. I don't know if it is or not. It might be like a catering business. Maybe it's not like a sit-down, dine-in restaurant per se, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to speculate.
Well, hey,
I just ain't never seen nobody go in there and get their chicken, and they're advertising chicken, and maybe I want some chicken.
You want some chicken? Hey, we got about 50 seconds left in this hour. What do you make of the 100th anniversary of Harding's death coming up and the $5,000 reward and maybe getting more publicity because of the death? You think we're ever going to see this dog collar?
No.
Oh, you think it's gone forever?
Yeah, leave it to old Debbie Downer here.
Well, you never know. We hope something pops up at some. So do you know what's going on 309 or over at Anderson Windows?
I know nothing. I'm in my little west side bubble over here.
Well, hopefully we get some answers. Well, thanks for calling.
It's a sticky wicket.
It certainly is. All right, we're going to break here in about 10 seconds, but what's going on out on 309? Or what's going on over by Silver Line Anderson Windows? Those are the questions. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as I teased before we went to the break there, we have on today a lady who I've had on the program, I believe two